Chris Pallas from the Wolverine.com will check in momentarily. I loved Harbaugh's quote at his press conference, basically an elimination game on Saturday. Michigan at Michigan State, DraftKings Sportsbook app board. I think it opened at 2.5 points. Michigan favored by 2.5. It's gone up to 4.5. Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com. They are into DEFCON 5 mode with number 6 Michigan traveling to number 7 Michigan State. The rivalry game, College Game Day, Big Noon kickoff, Barstool Sports, all will be there in East Lansing. Chris, that's amazing.
Yeah. It's going to be a big week. So there was some question as to whether or not Game Day was going to be in East Lansing because it's a game on Fox, but clearly they are. And biggest Michigan State game I can remember, Bill, probably going back to 1999. So a lot at stake for both teams here so late in the season, and a lot to prove for both teams, really, if you look at the combined records of the people that they've beaten.
Yeah, Doug Skeen sent along stat of the day. Skeen must be bored with it raining. He can't get out to a golf course. Skeen sent me the numbers right before the show started, and I appreciate the former Michigan offensive lineman, 5-time Big Ten champion, 4-time Rose Bowler. A combined opponent's record of Michigan State, 19-30, with no teams with a winning record. Combined opponent records of Michigan, 27-22, with Western, Northern Illinois, and Wisconsin with winning records. So this game is what I said at the top of the hour, Chris, and I've been saying it for the last couple weeks. We don't know how good Michigan or Michigan State really are.
No, I agree with that. And what's crazy is that we could go another week or two after that before we really know as well. If this is the litmus test for both teams, then how much are you telling about the winner and how much are you telling about the loser until, for example, maybe when Michigan goes to Happy Valley, Michigan State plays Ohio State. But as tough as the Big Ten was supposed to be and as tough as Michigan's schedule was supposed to be, we're going into week 8 now. And this was supposed to be a game, if you look at the preseason prognostications, where Michigan, you know, probably was supposed to be heavily favored against the team that was picked last in the East, and they've exceeded all expectations, went to the transfer portal and got some major help, and now you're still going to be 8 games into the season having not played a team. I get that Michigan State's a top 10 team, but again, not playing a team that everybody thinks that, hey, you know, this is was a really, really tough game. So in my opinion, this is going to be the one that that really kind of tells us which one of these two teams is really a contender in the Big Ten. I don't think there's any question about it.
Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com, the Michigan Insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. It's Michigan at Michigan State Week. Yeah, I think the winner will jump Ohio State and Oklahoma and be number 4 in the nation, because this will be the biggest win by any top 10 team, whether Michigan or Michigan State wins it. So a lot on the line there. It puts you in the driver's seat for a possible Big Ten East championship and an appearance in the Big Ten title game. Penn State, if they get beat by Ohio State this weekend, or if they rally and beat Ohio State, that would help Michigan. So we're getting into the meat of the schedule. If you're Jim Harbaugh and his staff right now, and you're looking at Michigan State 7 games in, what's the key to Michigan winning on Saturday in East Lansing?
Eliminating the big plays on offense, period, end of story. And that includes the running game. If you look at the stats, Michigan State minus the big plays, they've been somewhat pedestrian, but they all count. And when you have a big play offense, then clearly that's what you got to stop. I'd be concerned with Michigan's cornerbacks against those wide receivers. Jaden Naylor is a fantastic player. You got to stop Walker at the line of scrimmage. You can't let him get to the linebackers before he makes his first move. I think he's averaging about 4.5 yards per carry after contact, and he's at, what, 6.5 per carry overall, which I think is one of the top in the nation. I know he leads the nation in rushing, so you got to get him at the line of scrimmage and establish that where he's making his first move at the line or behind the line of scrimmage. That's number one, and can't have the ball go over your head. You're going to see some trick plays. Michigan State under Mark D'Antonio had one or two that always seemed to work, and I'm guessing that they'll be extremely well scouted again this year because they've had the bye week and because it's the game on their schedule that they circle. So that's what they're going to be the key, and of course no turnovers, which Cade McNamara has done a great job of. And a lot of people think it's they need more firepower on offense. To me, the formula here is to continue to do it like they've been doing it. People call it Jim Tressel ball. Protect the ball. Don't shoot yourself in the foot. Great special teams, really good defense, and I think Michigan State's going to move the ball. You got to hold them to field goals, Bill. To me, that's the whole key here. I expect it's going to be an outstanding game on Saturday.
What about on the flip side? If you're Michigan State, and Chris, you've been to all seven games for Michigan as they sit there 7-0 and number six in the country, what's the way for Michigan State defensively to win that game by doing what to the Michigan offense?
Yep, make Cade McNamara stretch the field vertically. That's one thing that he hasn't proven he can do consistently, and even in the intermediate routes. We've seen it in a couple of games with Rutgers, for example, just before the half, where he finally had some receivers getting open over the middle of the field. But that has not been their strength, and a lot of their success has been at the line of scrimmage, leaking out tight ends on delay routes, passes in the flats, and letting athletes make plays. He's hit on a few deep balls now, Cornelius Johnson a few times and Daylon Baldwin. But to me, you're stacking that box and taking your chances with the Michigan receiving core that is, to me, average. And I think they're solid to average, but that's not really the formula to win on the road. So in my opinion, shut them down, and which not many teams have been able to do in the running game, even when they've stacked the box. Michigan's fifth in the country in rushing it. 255 yards per game for a reason. But if they can do that and make Cade McNamara be the one to beat them, I think it's going to be play to their benefit and be a lower scoring game, which I think that they would probably prefer.
I retweeted a comment from the Wolverine.com Twitter feed from Harbaugh's presser. Quote, it's an elimination mindset, a playoff mindset at this point. Win this game and it will help your chances. That is Harbaugh discussing the stakes of the game Saturday at MSU.
Yeah, and I don't know that it is necessarily for Michigan, because I think they could go into that game against Ohio State at the end of the year with one loss and still probably be in contention. I think they have a good chance to win at Penn State, if you look at what Penn State's done and Sean Clifford, the quarterback, being banged up. But to me, it's the right mindset, and I think this team has it, and that's why I give them a pretty solid shot to win on Saturday. They have not played well up there other than the last two times they've been up there. Jim Harbaugh hasn't lost up there, but there have been times that they've been beaten before they went in there in the Rich Rodriguez era, the Brady Hoke era, and this team is mentally tough, so I think it'll be well prepared to go up there. And let's be honest, Bill, Ohio State's going to win this league, right? The way that they're playing, I don't see anybody beating them anyway, so you know, to give yourself a chance at the end of the year and in November, I think that's the next step. We all said before the season, of course you want to beat Ohio State, of course you want to win championships, but this year was the year to get the program back on track. I think they're on their way to doing that. One way to really show that you are is to go up to East Lansing and win for a third straight time up there. I think that would be a huge boost.
Yeah, I think a success in East Lansing and the fact that the Michigan defense, I think, is stronger than Michigan State's defense is why the line opened up at 2.5. Michigan is a favorite. It's now bumped up to 4.5 on the DraftKings Sportsbook app board. And when you look at Jim Harbaugh undefeated, don't forget about Brady Hoke, undefeated as head coach of the Aztecs of San Diego State.
How about that, man? That guy, I'll tell you, he's won Coach of the Year in three different conferences. It didn't work out for him here, and part of the reason for that was he surrounded himself with coaches that just weren't good enough, frankly. But I'm happy for the guy because he loved this place, but I think he's right where he should be. They love him out there. When they lost him the first time, they were really heartbroken about it when we talked to the people out there, but seems to have found his comfort zone out there, and wish him all the success in the world.
Again, that is Chris's Hallmark card to Brady Hoke out in San Diego.
He's a good guy. What can I say?
He is. He's a good guy. He just, yeah. I think, Al Borges I didn't like what Al did with the offense and did with his talent. He tried to make players fit his offense rather than have an offense fit his players. Seriously.
Yeah, and they had plays. But they didn't have it didn't ever seem like they had a game plan that, was just kind of throwing stuff out there. He's probably listening to this and he's going to be mad.
He's a big listener. I'm looking at thehugeshow.net. Big right. Al B comments, tell Ballas to stick it. He said that that's on the stream feed. I'm looking at the Huge Show.
Great.
Matter of fact, it's on iHeart where you search the Huge Show. You can listen anywhere in the world. Al might be like in Tahiti or Fiji right now listening. Sweet. On the iHeart app if he just searches the Huge Show.
Well, I'll say this, and I think, I think that we still have some things to prove here with Josh Gattis this year. They've moved the ball. And one thing that Jim Harbaugh said today when people were talking about Cade McNamara, what do you like about him that we don't see? And he was talking about yards per drive or points per drive. And I haven't looked up the stat, but they're pretty pleased with that when McNamara's on the field. So you can credit the running game for that if you want to. But he's the guy that's taking the snaps. He's not turning it over. They're not losing yards, Bill, so they're getting into the right plays. I think the running backs have lost maybe 6 yards all year. So that's pretty amazing. If you remember the Brady Hoke era, they were like last in the country in tackles for loss allowed. So that helps. Sherrone Moore, I just wrote a column on him and the job he's done with that offensive line. That's huge, too. They've had guys in and out of there, but they haven't missed a beat. So, again, I like the makeup of the team. I like the mentality going into this game. Feel pretty good about it. And if you do look at the schedules, you look at the teams that they've beaten compared to Michigan State, I would guess that the best wins on there are Michigan's wins at Wisconsin and at Nebraska, right? I'm trying to think of what Michigan State's best win is.
Miami probably, who just beat number 18 North Carolina State. That's right. Probably their best W right now. And we'll see, man. They got to play the game on Saturday. Can't wait. College game day, Barstool Sports, big noon kickoff, all there. It is the biggest game in America. Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com and their team with nonstop coverage 24/7. At thewolverine.com. Chris, we'll talk later in the week, and I'll get your pick in the game.
Sounds great. Thanks, Bill.